This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Star campaigners of many political parties are canvassing in favour of their candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally at Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu today. He said the NDA government is always keen on developing the country in all spheres. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi listed out the various assurances given by his government. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to address a rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. In West Bengal, senior Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally at Raslila Maidan of Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency. She said the TMC government has done everything for the welfare of the common people. However, addressing a public meeting at Dinhata in Kuch Bihar district, BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is misleading the common people of West Bengal about the Citizenship Amendment Act. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said new technologies such as artificial intelligence and advanced analytics are improving tax governance and helping curb tax evasion. This enhances the trust of the taxpayer in the system, which in turn encourages greater tax compliance. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the valedictory session of induction training for 76th batch of Indian Revenue Service at the National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur today. The Governor of Maharashtra, Ramesh Bais, and Chairman of Central Board of Direct Taxes, Nitin Gupta, were present on the occasion. The Indian Army contingent has departed today to take part in the fifth edition of India-Uzbekistan Joint Military Exercise, Duslik. The exercise will be conducted from the 15th to the 28th of this month at Termez in Uzbekistan. According to the Defence Ministry, the Indian Armed Forces contingent comprises 60 personnel, while 100 personnel will participate from the Uzbek side. The exercise is aimed at fostering military cooperation and enhancing combined capabilities to execute joint operations in mountainous as well as semi-urban terrain. The exercise will enable the two sides to share their best practices and facilitate interoperability. India and Mauritius closed another lacuna in their Double Taxation Avoidance Agreement, DTAA, tightening the scrutiny on tax avoidance on investments coming into India. The new protocol on DTAA was signed on the 7th of March this year. The latest amendment includes a principal purpose test to decide whether a foreign investor is actually eligible for treaty benefits or was the tax benefit the primary reason to route investments via Mauritius. A strong 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit northern Papua New Guinea early today. However, U.S. seismologists said there was no threat of a tsunami. There were no immediate local reports of damage. The region was rattled last month when at least 5 people were killed and an estimated 1,000 homes were destroyed following an earthquake of 6.9 magnitude. The country is likely to receive above normal monsoon rainfall this year. Briefing media on Southwest monsoon season rainfall forecast in New Delhi, Secretary, Ministry of Earth Sciences, Dr. M. Ravichandran said the monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September is likely to be 106% of the long period average. He, however, said in some areas of northwest, east and northeastern states, rainfall is likely to be below normal. The Indian Meteorological Department Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said from the 1st of June to the 30th of September, the average of the total rainfall of the entire country will be 87 centimetres. He said El Nino conditions are likely to weaken during the early part of the monsoon season. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Put into bat first, Chennai amassed a total of 206 runs with a loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs. In another match, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And with that, we end this news bulletin.